Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Here, Bird Show.
All right, so you guys are going tonight.
Yes, we are going to be at the Beyonce concert tonight, the Cowboy Carter Tour at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We are hosting the Q99.7 suite. We actually have two of them and a bunch of listeners. And I have seen Beyonce not once, not twice, but thrice before. And I'm so excited for next. She puts on such an incredible show.
You haven't been on this tour though, right?
Not so on
this.
No. So, like, different. The first one I went to was with your wife Stacy back in the day.
Oh, is that when you guys got, like, there was a whole bunch of people in the limo, or is that a
yes.
different?
No. Yeah, that was a Fur Bus night.
That was a cluster.
It was the Mrs. Carter Show World Tour, and then we did a Kappa Cray Cray to the Formation World Tour, which was an incredible show. And then I took my niece to the On the Run 2 tour. So going to Cowboy Carter, I'm so excited. So I figured what we needed to do for ourselves and for the listeners, not that you need to add more to a Beyonce concert, because she in of herself is enough, but I think we need to do a little Beyonce bingo. So Ooh. We need to come up with some bingo squares for tonight's show.
Okay.
Now, I have already famous guest on stage to perform, right?
Okay.
So we did look up. She's not going to Nashville. She only did like a handful of cities for the tour. So maybe Dolly Parton, because Nashville's closed.
Fingers crossed, Dolly Parton.
Has she in any other show brought any other
Miley
people?
Miley Cyrus.
On set? She brought Miley up, and that's it?
That was in Paris, I do believe.
I can't think of anybody else.
No, Jay-Z.
I mean,
Jay-Z.
Oh, true. Yeah, Jay-Z. I mean, yeah, he could come out. I mean, at this point, I'm like, are we going to get Rumi out? Like, Blue Ivy, I feel like it's kind of a guarantee at this point. Rumi, has she been at every show?
Yeah, she's a part of the Protector. So when Protector comes on, Rumi is escorted out.
And I do feel like Atlanta is just different when it comes to our music scene. Like, if you're going to make the exception and bring somebody up on stage, this is the city.
So I have that, and then I got technical difficulties because that, you know, I feel like that's a given for any concert at some point in time. And then wardrobe malfunction, because I know she's had a couple of those while she's been on tour. But I wanted to ask Abby, Katie, and Rebecca if they had any more squares they wanted to add to our Beyonce bingo card for tonight.
Oh, I definitely do.
Your hair looks amazing, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't need anything that's going to make it sweat out. So I was like, braids, easiest thing. Keeping up with the theme of Jackson trying to break into these concerts, I think that there's a possibility Julius, aka Beyonce's bodyguard, will tackle somebody tonight.
Oh, okay.
God, I hope so. Well, like,
you guys can make that happen. One of you just has to rush the stage.
Should I try and get tackled by Julius?
Talk about a story for the ages. All right, did Julius tackle anything else?
She's going to potentially say happy birthday or read another gender reveal from somebody's poster board. Because she did that earlier, and she's been reading people's signs. She's been pointing people out in the audience, so I think she may do that tonight.
Okay. All right. What about you, Rebecca?
Okay. I thought long and hard. I've never seen Beyonce. I honestly have no idea what happens in a Cowboy Carter tour. So I was thinking, I think Beyonce will call us Hotlanta, and we'll have to forgive her.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's now, one of my squares.
She was making sure that it didn't affect the concert, because I think I read a couple of days ago, she's like, you better close that roof. Atlanta, close the roof.
Thank God Mercedes-Benz roof will be closed, but she will still call us Hotlanta, and we'll have to go, okay, that's fine. We love you still. I also think she is going to point out, she ain't no diva.
Oh, she's definitely doing that.
At me, because I will not be serving diva.
What is that?
So there's a part of her set where she's saying, she stops when she's singing diva, and she'll point in the audience and she'll basically say, she ain't no diva. And they've changed it where she'll point to someone random and say that line, she ain't no diva. And then she may say, but she is a diva, and point at another woman. So
I think I'm going to be the not a diva at the Beyonce concert tonight.
So you guys are up in a suite, though, right? So she's going to have to point up in the suite and point.
She's going to lock in and find me. And then my last one, because we are in such an awesome suite, I think someone, probably me, is going to drop something very important off the railing, off the side, and never see it again.
No. Okay, why are you putting that into the universe?
Yeah, we don't need them.
I know. I don't know why mine are so pessimistic.
I don't want any of yours to happen.
Someone is getting a concussion today, is what you're saying. Okay?
Okay, so for me, this is the first time I'm seeing Beyonce. I've never been to a Beyonce concert.
You are in for a treat.
So that's why I think I need to put on the bingo card that I'm going to cry at some point. There will be tears will flow. I'm going to feel the emotions. I'm going to see Rumi and Blue Ivy on stage, and I'm gonna be like, oh my God, they're future IT girls. Like, they're a family. And then I'm probably going to say something embarrassing to somebody in the Q99.7 suite for sure, because we'll be drinking wine. And then I feel like, I don't know if she already has a planned encore, but if she does, I feel like Atlanta's going to get something extra. Like, we're going to get one more song that she hasn't planned.
The one song we would get is 7-Eleven, because today is 7-Eleven.
Check out Katie, man.
Putting that into the universe.
Okay.
This is why I invited her, because she is the Beyonce stan.
All right, so bingo card full?
Bingo card is full.
All right, have fun tonight. I know you will.
Oh, absolutely.
And Rebecca, try to stay, hold on to your phone and try to really avoid giving somebody a concussion.
She ain't no diva.
Here, Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's Entertainment Buzz.
A show that is only slightly less entertaining than Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour is the prestigious tennis match at Wimbledon. And there was one A-lister who couldn't keep his eyes open long enough to enjoy the actual match. In fact, he couldn't even keep his eyes open despite the fact that he was sitting right behind the Queen of England. So this is so embarrassing. This happened a couple of days ago. Hugh Grant was spotted nodding off in the royal box during one of the quarterfinal matches, sitting directly, I kid you not, he is one seat behind Queen Camilla and his sister, unable to keep his eyes open, having a little snooze because apparently tennis is boring for him.
This has Hugh Grant written all over it. This kind of tracks because he's so cynical and he's so real.
Doesn't care.
This makes some sense to me. Yeah.
It almost makes you wonder, like, if he's doing this knowing he's going to be photographed. Like, and we'll talk about this later with the whole Justin Bieber thing happening with his album. It's almost like, is he about to come out with a movie and he wants some press and he knows that all press is good press and this is somewhat harmless, even if it does feel a little disrespectful?
So I saw the photos and I saw the videos. And at first I'm like, with some of the photos, I'm like, oh, he's got his sunglasses on. It's kind of hard to tell. Maybe he's just like kind of looking down at his phone or whatever in his hand. But then you look and no, his hands are just laying on his lap like this. And then his head's got the ever so tilt and it's down just a little bit. That dude is out. He's like, He's out.
I've only been to one live tennis match in my life, and I fell asleep too.
What? Did nobody watch challengers?
tennis is very exciting.
Dude, especially if you're at the Royal Box. So I've been to Wimbledon. I was on court number one watching Andy Roddick play back in the day.
That's just like the main one, right?
Center court's the main one. But it's the other major one, right? Okay. So where the big players play, and I was a couple of rows back. And let me tell you, maybe it's different in the Royal Box where you have to act super prim and proper, because Wimbledon itself is prim and proper. I mean, you go, you wear your fancy clothes. They serve tea and strawberries and cream and Pimm's cups for snacks. Like, not hot dogs and pizza. Like, you got your fancy British foods. But perhaps the Royal Box is different, but there's an energy in the crowd and it feels electric. And you're watching because the players often will grunt when they hit the ball because they hit it so hard.
Yeah.
And people's heads are flying back and forth watching the action. There's usually a little humor in there. A ball boy gets hit. The player apologizes. You might have a racket slam. I mean, they get fined for it, but it's not the same as watching a soccer match or a football game, but if you know tennis or you like it, there's definitely, it has you on the edge of your seat and you can see people trying to bite back, yelling stuff because that's not appropriate. But if you're in the Royal Box, I think it's a whole different game. Like, you have to be quiet, be still. You know the cameras are on you, which is why I'm surprised he fell asleep. But if you're sitting super still and concentrating on being, you know, royal decorum, I could definitely see myself passing out.
Kevin Hart was on with Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon was calling him out for, because Kevin Hart was just at Wimbledon watching one of the matches as well. And he goes, well, this is how so-and-so watched the match. And it's a famous former tennis player, right? And he's just sitting there watching his head back and forth, and then he claps. And then there's Kevin Hart in a box watching the match, and he's going like this.
Back and forth.
It's not a head on a swivel.
No, it's like his whole body's moving back and forth. And Kevin, when they went back to Kevin on Jimmy Fallon, he was like, dude, there was a tall guy sitting in front of me and I couldn't see crap. So I had to move my entire body in order to see what was going on the court.
Now, as far as the sport goes, this is a really pretty cool story. There's a woman that is now in the Wimbledon final, and she's American. And her sub-story is this. She's a great tennis player. But there's such a mental load on you every single day you're playing tennis that she's like, you know what? I'm taking a year off. So she takes a year off from tennis. Her first tournament back is Wimbledon, and she makes it to the final.
Wow.
That's incredible. And I do feel that this is an appropriate time to give my annual PSA. Everyone in here does it perfectly, but for those of you out there, I think a lot of people know that Brits pronounce their T's, so they'll say Wimbledon. It's a D. It's Wimbledon. You're saying it correctly if you say it with a D. If you say it with a T, you're saying it wrong. It's like one of my pet peeves. It drives me insane.
You know what one of my pet peeves is? The fact that they are eating strawberries with full-on heavy cream on it. Have you seen the videos of the traditional strawberries and cream that they eat at Wimbledon? It is diabolical. If you have any sort of lactose intolerance, you need to stay away, because they don't whip it. They don't do anything. They just pour it all over the strawberries. It looks nasty.
It's the Burt Show.
The marriage advice that will either make your marriage or completely destroy it, coming up in about 30 seconds here. So YouTube now is taking money out of the pockets of content providers.
Yeah, man, they have decided to strengthen their monetization process starting July 15th. So for those who may not know, YouTube is pretty much a little more strict than like TikTok and Facebook and the other platforms as far as what they will allow you to monetize when it comes to videos. Typically, YouTube does not really let you monetize reused or repurposed videos, copied content, or low-effort uploads. The other platforms will allow you to monetize on AI videos. So if you don't use your own voice, or if you actually create an AI video, it goes viral, you can get paid from it. Effective July 15th, YouTube is saying that they will not. They will continue to strengthen their policies to not allow people to monetize videos that is not original content.
Which, I love this, by the way, because AI is great, but can it not do art? Can it do stuff like pick up trash or screw like toothpaste caps on and take those jobs and not the ones of like artists and creators and stuff like that? So I actually think it's a really cool thing.
I don't know that I agree with you on the AI part of it, because there is an art to the AI part also. You're still a creator and you're still creating art. The other ones I totally get, like just repurposing a video that somebody else has actually put all the work in, and then you're just commenting on their work that gets millions of views. That seems like a ripoff to me, but the AI still feels like
art
to me.
It's writing sentences. I mean, you're literally, it's AI doing the work for you, and I've done a deep dive into it, and it can get complicated. Like some of it, looking at it, it's almost like writing code. And I do think there is there's value in being able to get AI to do what you want to do. And that is a skill. But when it...
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Pops out art or Angelina Jolie looking like an angel or whatever. I'm like, no, there are actual artists out there who will do that. Not 5 seconds, using like a third world country's water supply to make this image. And I think it's a great stand.
I think one of the other issues that YouTube brought up is when you allow everybody to monetize AI content, then it becomes spammy and it gets overwhelming and you really struggle to know what's what and what's real and what's not. So I think that's also a part of the reason that YouTube is doubling down and saying, listen, if it's not original content, then we're not monetizing it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's forcing creators to be creative again.
It's funny because something happened yesterday. I came across one of these videos in my For You page on Insta, and it was a reel of somebody else's video and then somebody reading the comments from that video. And I know that's popular now where somebody posts, like somebody does a video and the comments are like just off, because a lot of time you can watch a video and you know you immediately need to go to the comment section because that's where like the best content is.
Breaking my legs sprinting to the comments.
Right? And grabbing your popcorn on the way. But there are content creators, and I use that word creator loosely because they take these people's videos and then they take the comments and they're regurgitating the content. Like they're just reading the comments from the video. And I'm like, you just stole everybody. Like you stole the video, you stole the comments just in order to, because you think you're funny at the way you read the comments.
Yeah, those days are over now. All right, let's get to this marriage advice here. It's either going to make or break your marriage. What do you got?
I thought this was hilarious. It went viral. It is from a comedian named Zarna Garg, and she says that she has the absolute best marriage advice after being married all of these years, and this is all you have to do to continue to have a successful marriage.
My husband and I, we have a really happy marriage because we don't communicate. All our friends who love to communicate, now communicating with their divorce lawyers. I'm telling you, if I can give anybody one marriage advice, please do not talk. Don't read these stupid books. They all talk about talk to each other. Do not talk to each other. Nobody needs to know what's going on in your head. You don't need to know what's going on in their head. Nothing good is going on in anybody's head.
And that's why my husband and I have lasted for 20 years.
There you go.
You might be right.
Yeah, I think she's on to something.
I've got a couple of friends that have a marriage that is super, super strong. It's one that I really look up to. But they have no idea what is going on in each other's life. Like, if I ask her, like, yeah, what part of the country is he in today? I don't know. What does he do for a living? I'm not really sure.
Spreadsheets.
And it's the strongest relationship I know.
Sounds peaceful to me.
Hey, teachers, real quick reminder. We are clearing your wish list again. We don't want you spending one penny on school supplies. You just got to tell us all about your class, all the info that you need right off the bat. And even if you're not a teacher and you know somebody that is a teacher, send them on over to TheBurtShow.com.
This is The Burt Show.
It just hit me like a hammer why the women of The Burt Show are all spray tanned and look fantastic. Except Beyonce tonight.
Hey. You new around here?
Seriously.
I couldn't figure it out. I saw you in the hall. I'm like, wonder what that's for.
Beyonce.
And then Abby is always interesting because her spray tans generally start like they do today, mild, but then by 10 o'clock, it's close to offensive.
I told you, I've changed the formula I put on my skin. It is less hate crimey now. It is more of a golden glow.
All right, if you're listening this early, we could really use your help with something. If you went through the whole process of a big old wedding, you bought into it, man, the whole thing. You had 150, 200 people there, right? You went through the stresses of having all the bridesmaids and the parents and all of that and had this really big, expensive wedding. Looking back at it, do you regret that you spent all that money and all that time? Or was it truly the most magical day you have ever happened? And you are so glad and so happy that you worked through the stress and all the money of having your big wedding. 1-855-BIRCHO. We are asking for Jackson this morning.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this because, as you guys know, I am a wedding pro at this point. I feel like I go to a new wedding every month is what it feels like. But honestly, over the last 3 years, I'm averaging about 4 to 6 per year.
That's crazy.
I mean,
that's insane.
It's a lot of friends.
Insane.
How do you afford to do that?
Yeah. It's a lot of friends. It's a lot of family. It's now like, you know, future in-laws. It's everything now. And I feel like now that I've gone to this many, and I've got a big one this weekend where I'm a groomsman for, and I just have seen the stress that it puts on people to plan this gigantic event, right? And I mean, I know that it is your day and it's supposed to be this magical, most special thing ever, but it feels like for the actual bride and groom, you spend the majority of the day saying hi to everybody there and not spending the majority of the time actually enjoying yourself.
Oh, I didn't do that.
No, you had a great time.
Yeah.
Yours is one of the most epic weddings. But at mine, it was just like, yeah, it was a whirlwind and you're going from table to table. I don't even think I ate some of that food that I paid for, right? And it happened so quickly. And then I get shut out on wedding night because everybody's too tired. So I would have said, absolutely not, man. It's a racket.
Right. And both of those things are a common occurrence. And I feel like you're spending, I feel like a lot of people spend a lot of time trying to figure out the best way to remember it later on instead of living in the moment.
So, and like the living in the moment is definitely key. And I had a friend give me the most, it's the advice that I took to heart and actually did it throughout the day. And it's where you stand still and you wiggle your toes to really ground yourself. Mm. So, and I did that several times throughout the day and it's surprised, like it worked like a charm just to really pull me into the moment and to like take in everything that's going on. Now, as far as like the stress level, because I didn't have like this huge lavish wedding, but I also didn't have a small wedding. Okay. And we had like events leading up to it, like for the out of towners, because I live here, but my husband and I went back to Kentucky to get married because the theme of the wedding, back where it all began. Okay. Mm. And so, you know, we took
a
everybody.
Strip club? You had your wedding at a strip club.
Okay.
Didn't you guys go to a strip club?
Technically, that is where it began. But I'm referring to the state, not solid platinum.
Solid platinum.
Wish they changed the name. I went back home recently and I'm driving around New Circle Road and I look and it's no longer solid platinum and my heart hurt a
what
little
is
bit.
What is it now?
I can't remember. Tattletales or something like that. Oh, I know.
That's right. That'll rock your foundation.
It's not fun. I know. Where did my youth go? No, but so like we went to the racetrack on that Friday and then, you know, had the wedding on Saturday, but there are distinct memories and it is. I just want to prepare you for the stress if you are a stressful person, because I will, like, there's certain core moments from your wedding. And obviously standing at the altar, saying my vows to my husband, like that's a core memory. My dad walking me down the aisle, that's a core memory. Everybody jumping up and down on the dance floor towards the end of the reception. It was an epic moment. But there's also another moment where it was the Friday before. We had a rehearsal dinner and rehearsals that night. We had all gone to the racetrack that day, so everybody's nice and lubed. And I had sent so many emails to the wedding party letting everybody know what to do and where to go. Like, they knew, like, we did a tailgate for the horse races. Mm-hmm. And we went to the horse races. And then everybody was supposed to meet at the front of the racetrack so we can get into the bus that I had purchased so we could go to the location of the wedding to do the rehearsal. One person showed up.
One?
So we're standing at the front of Keeneland and literally one person had showed up for my wedding party. And then the other people are texting and calling and they're like, hey, we're at the tailgate tent. Where is everybody? And I'm like, and so other people had got stuck because they'd opened the paddock and the horses. I had another friend who was laying on the floor of the bathroom because she was so intoxicated. So
we all have that friend. Boy, do we.
So we have to take the bus. Now it's just my husband and I and one other person from the wedding party, right? And we're going to pick up some people from the we get there and now we have like a third of the wedding party. Everybody else is having to drive separate to get there because of whatever. And I distinctly remember sitting in that Sprinter van thing and just sobbing. And like my friend Claire, who was one of the responsible ones, came and sat next to me. All we had were paper towels. She pulled the paper towels apart to make them a little softer. And I'm like, can anybody read a sleeping email? So much time and effort and planning this. Nobody can do a simple task like me. I mean, I was so sobbing. Oh. And then we got to the rehearsal and everything was fine.
It was worth every penny.
I just had to get it off my chest. All right,
so how much did your wedding cost? And are you happy you spent that much? 1-855-BIRCHO. So I did a quick Google before you came on knowing you were going to talk about this. And I asked, like, are weddings getting smaller, right? And it would appear as though, especially for your generation, absolutely. It says, yes, it appears the weddings, and particularly large traditional weddings, are becoming less popular, especially among younger generations. Marriage rates have fluctuated throughout history. There's a noticeable trend towards smaller, more intimate celebrations or even elopements now. And then I asked what the average cost was on a wedding or projected to be in 2025. This industry is such a racket, man.
Mm-hmm.
There are two industries that are such rackets. The wedding industry and the death industry. Both total and complete rackets, man. In 2025, the average is supposed to be $36,000 for a wedding. That's crazy, man.
Wow.
When you break it down, the venue anywhere between $6,500 and $12,000. Catering can get up to $10,000. Band or DJ, $2,000 to $7,000. Wedding planner, $1,500 to almost $5,000. Photographer is going to cost you almost $6,500. That's the only one that I endorse because my girlfriend is a photographer.
You also endorse DJ because your friend Tommy's a DJ.
Yeah, so those are worth it. Videographer, almost $6,000. Flowers, $2,500 to $6,000. The cake, $900. What? Average cost per person, $284. And it goes by so fast.
I know. And that's just average. I know several people who have pushed the $150,000, $200,000, $250,000 for their weddings. And I mean, I'm just thinking about that for a night, a weekend, whatever. Yeah. It's like that. It's just, it's crazy.
It is, man. It is. For me, the night goes by so fast, and there is so much stress. Look, this is just the financial stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the mental stress, the debates that go on, and the negotiations between moms and dads and friends. Man, it ain't worth it.
No,
it is not
like
it. Worth
not
it.
At all. It's not the day to be a perfectionist, that's for sure, too.
Will, no, give that up.
Yeah, right. Will, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. My wife and I spent $7,000 on our wedding. We had about 70 people, and we had it on a Wednesday, and it was all-inclusive.
You, friend, are an inspiration. You are an inspiration.
Groupon.
And he sounds really happy.
Thanks for calling, man.
This is The Burt Show.
Let's get into 100 days of good goes round.
The Burt Show's 100 days of good goes round.
100 days straight, us trying to do good in the community, trying to help out. You know where you guys can help out here also? If you hear somebody call in that needs something and you have like a company or a business that can help provide, that would really help also, right? So today we're in the clear. We don't need your help because we took care of this one.
We did. I was checking my mail here at the station the other day and I came across this cute envelope that I opened up and I'm like, oh, what a cute photo. Save the date for the wedding of Anthony and Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
But not just the save the date was in the envelope, but a handwritten note. And you know, nothing better than a handwritten note, right, Bert?
Well, it puts too much pressure on you. It puts too much pressure on you to have to respond with a handwritten note.
So it's on these little sheets of paper. And so I began to read and it's addressed to all of us. And it says to Bert, Kristen, Abby, Moe, Tommy, Amber, Mikey, Cassie, Katie, Rebecca, and Jackson. You may be wondering, why would anyone ever send us a save the date / invite? Well, there's a story I would like to tell you all. Back in June of 2021, I was a brand new mama at 23 to my beautiful daughter. However, I suffered from severe PPD and PPA. It was so bad that even my meds could not pull me through. I had become a shell of myself. I played games on my phone for money, took extra long showers, stopped eating much, all for excuses to not have to quote unquote mother. I knew something was not right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And so did my fiance. Then one day, while doing my endless Facebook scrolling, I came across a clip from The Burt Show. I cannot remember the segment, but I remember how it made me laugh. After that, I started watching and listening religiously. You all, your show, your realness. That's what brought me back. 3.5 years later, I still listen every day. I so wish I could work with you guys. I see now the impact you make on others. 3 years later, I am marrying the man of my dreams, the one who held the fort down while I was down.
Wow.
I know Indiana is not usually on a bucket list, but you all are invited if you would like to attend. We would love to have you. You may read this on the air if you want. Thank you, Brooke.
Very sweet.
Thank you. Really, really sweet. We actually did look into it.
We did.
Yeah.
We have Brooke on the line. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning. Oh, you guys are going to make me cry.
Well, you made me tear up, yeah. So I mean, it's only fair.
What a beautiful letter, and handwritten.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this incredible fiance and this wedding that you have coming up next month.
Yeah, his name's Anthony. We met back in 2018. We actually had our first date the day after my 21st birthday. Abby, you'll be happy to know, we met on Tinder.
Oh, okay. There is hope. You found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah, at first I wasn't sure, but after our first date, I was like, okay. And we've been together ever since. We ended up moving from his, I moved into his tiny apartment. He just said I never left. And then we moved to a little house when we found out we were expecting. And then we ended up making the decision to move back to Fort Wayne with his parents to save some money.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fantastic.
And now here we are. And how's that beautiful daughter of yours?
Oh, she's amazing. She's wild. I bet her and Jimmy would be best friends.
Aww. Oh, my God. I love it. The wild ones, they keep us on our toes, but there's something special about that spirit.
Oh, she loves to escape.
She's a runner.
I take it she's going to play an integral part in the wedding?
Yeah, she's going to be our flower girl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm excited. So
Brooke, yeah. So Bert and I did look into flights to Indiana. But unfortunately, with scheduling, you guys are getting married on a Sunday. We weren't able to finagle attending the wedding. However, we couldn't let your day go by without hitting up your wedding registry.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Brooke, I love a good wedding registry, my friend. And I don't deviate from registries because I know you chose those things because they meant something to you. And I'm just here to let you know, every person that you address this letter to, they got you something off the wedding registry and there was meaning behind it. So we're going to go through all the items the Burt Show purchased off of Brooke and Anthony's wedding registry for their wedding next month. Abby got you the salad serving bowl with spoon set because Abby loves to toss a good salad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my.
I love that.
Hey.
And everybody chose these items, Brooke. I had absolutely nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Bert got you the step stool because
oh my God.
No explanation needed.
I actually didn't buy it. I have 7 of them around my house. I'm just going to give you one.
And I love, like, every time you use these items, whenever you're tossing a salad in your home, you can think of Abby. Whenever you use that step stool, you can think of Bert. Mo got you a set of 3 baking sheets. Since Mo can't get baked anymore, he wanted to hook you up with some baking sheets.
That's exactly it.
That was good.
I'm here to do what I can. That was fire.
He's giving it up.
This one's easy. I got you the set of 4 casserole dishes. I'm the queen of casseroles. If you want my hash brown casserole recipe, I will be glad to share it with you. Cassie got you the cast iron Dutch oven because she loves trapping her husband under the covers when she farts, aka a Dutch oven.
See what you did.
Tommy got you the Cuisinart 15-piece knife set with block because he wants to stab Bert daily.
Was that your funny laugh or was that your evil laugh?
Both.
And then Katie, she got you 3 cutting boards because as Tommy's right-hand woman, she's down to cut a few people on the daily as well. Ooh. Next, we have Rebecca. She got you the 3-tier cooling rack. Brooke, because she moves at a glacial pace whenever she comes to the mic.
She does.
So it only makes sense she got you the cooling rack.
Even when it's on the schedule, she's always like shocked.
that she's going to be on air.
Oh, we're not done, Brooke. Jackson got you the NutriChef food vacuum sealer machine because that phone screener room feels like a vacuum back there. And then Amber got you the NutriChef vacuum sealer bags because as the phone screener, I'm sure she'd like to seal up a listener or two whenever she answers the phones. And then lastly, our buddy Mikey, he got you the broom and dustpan set because he's always stuck doing the dirty work. Congratulations, Brooke.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening all these years. Thanks for your really beautiful letter and congratulations on this wedding. Sounds like it's a great guy. It's like a fairy tale type deal going on.
Aw. Someday.
Congratulations.
She's
on
like,
those
we've already been living together at his parents' house with our toddler.
It'll work out.
Life be life in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, Brooke, have a great, magical weekend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you all.
You're welcome, babe. Again, thank you for the letter. It was so sweet.
All right, for the rest of you guys, tell us what you need. Just tell us what you need. We're on day 40, so what do you need for Good Goes Round? Just hit us up at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.